Very good.
And the schedule is for this term, Tom Kukimo. Kukimo is the topic of Dazen Tam Lagam.
Dazen Tam Lagam is the detail within the din of Tam Kikar. On the assumption that there is a din of Tam Kikar, there certainly is a din. Rashi Paskin Tam Kikar is only the Rabbanon. Dazen Psakir Tam Kikar is a din de Raisa. On the assumption that when an Iser is Nisarvan a Heter and you have a Rav Heter and a Miyot Iser and Zaina Nikar, it should be bottled Manatero. But if it's nice and tam, then it's not mizbatil. That's a din of tam kikir, the deraisa de rabbanon. So that din of tam kikir doesn't apply whenever the isa that fell into the heter, which is not nikir, whenever the nesinas tam is a nice and tam lagam. What is a nice and tam lagam? So it says this is based. Pagamza in itself shivgam lagam and shehe kotz loachloi. Doesn't have to be nifsa machil osodom. Nifsa machil osodom is a machlokes hatanoim. We learned it. We should review it again. In Avodah Zarah, Lav Samach Zayin on the base, going over to Tav Samach Ches, and the Gemara has a Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. You have a Pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that says, Lo Socha Kol Neveilo, La Gera Sheva Shrecha Tidnan of Achala, O Mochala Nochri. Rashi and Chumash quotes the Medrash that the Klovim were rewarded because Le'echutz Le'kelebes L'shoin on the occasion of Yitzias Mitzrayim, they didn't bark, so they were rewarded. Somebody said over recently, Abertel, in the name of some tzaddik, that why you didn't, what was the reward of the klovim that you give them the nevelos? The treifas you give, no? The nevelos, it says, akel tashluch nasa, it says by the treifah. And the nevelos, it says, you sell it to the nachri, or you give it to the ger toshim. So the klovim were rewarded, number one, that you give them the treifas, and number two, that you use tzoras haklovim and the ibud horis to make tefillin, to make sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzah. So someone said jokingly, how come the tzvardeim were not rewarded? The tzvardeim were moisei nefesh to jump into the tanna recha b'shari secha. They were moisei nefesh, the Gemara says, they jumped in, they lost their life. So how come you don't find that they were rewarded? So some holy tzaddik said, you see, that it's more difficult to keep your mouth shut than to jump into a tana. Okay, it's interesting. Maybe that's the real reason. Anyway, so the Gemara here has a different pasuk. This is not the pasuk of Lakelav Tashlich Nos, is by Trefa. This is by Nevela. It says by the Nevela, he give it to a ger. How can you give it to a ger? The ger is not allowed to eat non-kosher food. Obviously, it's not talking about a ger tzedek. It's talking about a ger toshev. A ger toshev is a non-Jew who is mekabel olav, who accepted upon himself in the presence of a dozen of shloshim Yisraelim not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs in the night. That's a big question. What is accomplished by such a kabbalah? He's mekabel on himself not to violate the Sheva Mitzvahs. And if he's not mekabel on himself, he's obligated anyway to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs in the night. Whether he's mekabel or not mekabel. So what is it accomplished that he's mekabel? That's a pella. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Sefer on Yerideya raises that question. Yosef Engel has a sefer on Yerdei called Oitzus Yosef, so he raises the question in Simen Beis, I think. In Simen Beis is Hilcha Shchita. So it says, I think it's Simen Beis, it says that Shchita Sakum is no good, and even Shchita's Ger Toshav is also no good. Where is that? Chaber quote. Akum is the one who shechts, one who is an Oved Avodah Zarah. Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who accepted upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. There's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Why, what's wrong in Simon Bey Sifalev? The Mechaber writes, Afilo ein Oved Avodah Zarah and Kegon Ger Toshav, it's still in Avela. So that's a question, is that Minatora or is that Midrabbanan? Because when the Rambam, there's a Machlekes Tosis in the Rambam, what's wrong with why Shechita Sakum Nevela? It's a Mishnah in Chulin, in the first paragraph, Shechita Sakum Nevela, Umetame Bimasa. Usually if an animal dies a natural death, it's in Avela for two purposes. Number one, there's an Isa in Avela, number two, there's a Tumas Nevela. If you shech the Behem and it turns out that it has a Trefus in it, so it's also bachila, but it's not mitami. It doesn't have tumah. What if a nochri shechts a behemah? So the Mishnah says shechita sakam is nevela mitami b'masa. Not just that it's also bachila. It's mamish metame b'masa. It's considered mamish like mesa meileo. So the Zamachlik is the Rambam and Tosis. What's the mocker for this din? The Gemara never says. What is the mocker for the din that shchita sakam nevela? So Tosis makes up their own drasha. Tosis came up with a new chiddush that shchita is only valid if you're a bar zvicha, if you're in the parsha. A nachri who's not muzer against eating nevela, and a nachri who touches nevela is not mekabel tuma. A non-Jew is not mekabel tuma. And he's not prohibited from eating the nevela. So the whole issue of nevela, non-nevela, is absolutely irrelevant as far as he's concerned. Irrelevant as far as Kabbalah's tumah. Irrelevant as far as Isser eating it. So since the Akum is not Izeinah B'Torah Shchita, so that's why whoever is not a Bar Zvicha is not able to shech. That's what Tosis writes. That's Tosis in the Rosh write like that. And the Rambam writes a totally different reason. The Rambam writes based on the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that it says when you come into Eretz Yisrael you should be careful not to worship Avodah Zarah and not to associate with the Nochrim. The Nochri will shech the behemoth for Avodah Zarah and he'll give you to eat. So the pasuk shad v'kor lochov v'achalta mizivkoi, the Nochri will shech Avodah Zarah, so you'll be eating tekubas Avodah Zarah, which is also. So the Rambam understands the pasuk. The Rambam claims that that pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, I think, that is the marker of the din of shchita sakam nevela. The korlo chavi chalta mizivkoi, even if he didn't shecht the shem avodah zarah. Stam achsheva sakum is avodah zarah. And nochri is an avodah zarah. Probably in the back of his mind, he's probably thinking about avodah zarah. That's a machlokes tachanoim in the Mishnah where they say stam achsheva sakum avodah zarah. Machlokes says the following. If a person, a Jew or a non-Jew, a person shechts to behem the shema of the zar, becomes asa b'ano. It's the krubus, it becomes asa b'ano. So what if you have a real fruma goy and he shechts to behem a stam? The Jew says, I want to eat some meat, so the goy is going to shech to behem with him. He doesn't have in mind the shema of the zar. So one time is of the opinion, the stam asher is sakam la with the zar, and it's asa b'ano. Not only asa b'achila, it's asa b'ano. We don't pass like that. We don't accept the opinion. It's not also b'avno, it's only also b'achila. If he shechts it, b'shem avodah zarah, it will be also b'avno. If he doesn't, it's only also b'achila. So the Rambam says that's true, that we don't declare that consciously he's thinking b'shem avodah zarah, but subconsciously the Rambam thinks they all agree. And that's why it's also b'achila, because it's a shtickle, it's like a chatzi shir of a tekrubis. If he outright shechts it, b'shem avodah zarah, then it's outright tekrubis, it'll be outright also b'avno. If it's tamach sheves akum, it's in the back of his mind. It's not, he's not consciously thinking about avodah zarah. Subconsciously, he's always dreaming about avodah zarah. So then the Rambam says it'll only be asa b'achila, won't be asa b'hanoah. And the Rambam says, but it's not really nevela. When the Mishnah says shchita sak nevela, it's not really accurate. I says metame b'masa. So the Rambam says yirayli that the metame b'masa is only midirabbanah. It's not minatari. The din is that tekruvus avodah zarah is metame also. Tekruvus avodah zarah is metame midirabbanan. So the Rambam says that this shchita sakam nevela metame b'masa. The metame b'masa is also only midirabbanan. Yishach quotes all of this in Sivkotin Beis, Simon Beis of Sivkotin Beis. So the Rambam writes loshen together gadol gidra b'dova zeh. The rabbis made a gzera, a siyog, a harchoke. That even if the Nochri who shechts the behemoth is a Nochri who swears up and down that he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, the Ger Toshav is also Shechitas HaNevel. So that's a big question. The Mefarshim on the Rambam have a dispute. When the Rambam writes, V'geru Goru Gidru B'dovaz, that means it's a Gzeira Midirabbanan. Men HaTorah Shechitas Ger Toshav is kosher. It's only a Gzeira Midirabbanan, then it's no good. Or the Rambam meant to say no, that Geru Goru Gidru, the rabbis interpreted that this too is included in the Pasuk and Chumash. Even if a Ger Toshav shechs, and the Ger Toshav has special dinim. Ger Toshav has special dinim in various places in Chumash. There's special halachas for Ari Miklat and other halachas. So so even though Ger Toshav has a separate halacha, but this halacha still applies menater, that subconsciously, even though he was mekabel all of shalal avodah zarah, subconsciously he still considered his tamach sheva sakam avodah zarah, and it'll be asa b'achila men ator. Where do you have such a lashon? Get a gadol gidra b'dova zeh. It's an isa there, right? So it sounds like it's a siyog. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, that his grandfather Rav Chaim said, you have an obvious the Rav Nosson like that. commenting on the opening Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says, I say, hey, Mama Shlosha Dvarim, Anshei Knesset HaGedolim, Moshe Kippetar Mesim Israel, Yeshua, Yeshua Lizkenim, Anshei Knesset HaGedolim, hey, Mama Shlosha Dvarim. So one of the Shlosha Dvarim was, I say, Siyag LaTorah, Bizman Baisheni. Anshei Knesset HaGedolim were the beginning of the Tekufas Baisheni. So Baisheni, they kept on making more and more and more Gzeris. Baisheni, they made a few Gzeris, hardly any. Baisheni, they made on Ashir, Gzeris the Rabbanim. So the Ovis Dram Nosson has an elaboration alone on Mishnais and Pirkei Ovis. So the Ovis Dram Nosson says, "Ezu siyog shasas haTorah leDvareha." Where do you have a siyog deraisa that the Chachamim patterned all of their siyogim deRabbanon after a siyog deraisa? So the Ovis Dram Nosson gives you a few examples of a siyog deraisa. So it gives you an example: a nazir, we don't want a nazir to get drunk. So we understand why a nazir shouldn't drink wine. What's he going to get drunk if he's going to eat grapes? So that's a siyog deraisa. We don't permit, the Torah doesn't permit the nazir to eat grapes. A siyog shelo yovai lidei kach, that he shouldn't drink the wine. The main issa really is the wine. Then the Avos Ram Nosson gives another example which seems to support the shittas HaRambam. There is a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban regarding kiruv basar. Let's say a person dances with someone else's wife. He hugs someone else's wife. Or he kisses a woman who's a nida, his own wife, or a single girl, whatever, a person who's a nida. So the pasuk says, "Alisha benidas demasa lasikiruvu lagalas erva." So the Rambam quotes from the Torah's Kohanim, "Lasikiruvu lagalas erva" means kiruv basar, even though it's not mamish gilui arayis. Mamish gilui arayis means ma'isa tashmish. So the ma'isa tashmish has an isa kuris, and kiruv basar has an isa lav deraisa. And the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees with the Rambam. He says that there are many comments that are made in the Torah's Kohanim that are only asmachtim and Rabban. Ramban thinks that this is an asmachtim and the Rabban. So the Mechaber in Eben Ezra has a whole simon about harchokim from Gili Arai, Simachof, I think, Simachof Beis or something. The Mechaber writes that one who kisses an Eish Sish, or one who kisses an Isha Nida, is loike. In the days of Rabbi Yosef Kar, they weren't giving any malchus. So it's damn strange why the Mechaber writes loike, ain't a loike. We learned Yeridei Chelek Aleph. We learned Basul Cholov. He hardly ever talks about when you get malchus. There is no malchus this man is it. But the Mechaber writes that you're loike. So the Mishnah Chokhmah points out. You see, the Mechaber has adopted the Shitas HaRambam that it's an Isa Deraisa. Kira Basa is an Isa Deraisa. So the Achrayim point out that the Ovis Dram Nosson says like that. Where do you find the siyog deraisa that the chachamim pattern all the harchokas the rabbanon and the knesset hagdolah pattern all of their siyogim on the siyog deraisa? So it gives the example. A person shouldn't think that only tashmish is osir, kirabasa is mutter. So it says no, kirabasa is also anisa deraisa. That Avos Dram Nosson supports the Rambam against the Ramban. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said b'shem Rav Chaim, that even though the Rambam says v'ger a god u'gidre b'dov azeh, that even a nochri who's ein oivera with his own, namely even a ger toshav sheshochat shchitos anavela, doesn't necessarily have to be interpreted like the like a Mishnah and other nesikelim, that it means that it's only with the Rabbanon. It could even be that a ger a god u'gidre means that it's an isa derais. You have a getter, how he says ger a god u'gidru, sounds like the chacham, could be the chachamim understood that this too is included. Here Rabbi Kivega has a comment at the end of Simon Beis, the last Ramah in Simon Beis, writes Shchita Sakof Psula or Zaru and it's a Tosefta. What if a monkey shechts a behemoth? Is it good or not? So the Tosefta quoted by the Or Zaru, the Ramah quotes a Tosefta, then it's no good. So Rabbi Kivega here is bothered with a kasha. He quotes the Magen Avraham, asks a kasha. Rabbi Kivega, the end of Simon Beis, quotes the Magen Avraham and Hilchas Ntilas Yadayim. The din is that you need, there are three cases where you require koyach gavra. For netilas yadayim, you need koyach gavra. For shchita, you need koyach gavra. And for ritzach, the b'chayim misa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that you need koyach gavra. That's why the Gemara distinguishes between koyach rishon and koyach sheni by these three cases only. It's a question exactly what it means, koyach rishon. How do you give the definition koyach rishon, koyach sheni? But a group of rishonim hold, and Rav Chaim, and the Chazon Ish hold like that. That the distinction between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni only applies in these three cases. The only time the Gemara has a distinction is in these three cases, in the Tilus Yadayim and Shchita and the Ritzicha, in order to be Chayv Misa. There I distinguish between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni. The Gemara has Koach Rishon is like this: a person pours water and he has a wheel, and by pouring water the wheel turns and he has a system whereby the wheel turns and it has knives, and the knives shech chickens. Is that called Karach Gavra or not? So the Gemara says, if the place where he pours the water is very close to the wheel, that's called Karach Rishon, and it's a good Shechita. Shechita Sukher, it's called Karach Gavra. But if it's far away, and it's going to take a while till the water's going to roll, till it's going to bump into the wheel, and then it's going to start turning, and the whole system is going to start to function, so that's Karach Sheni. It's very unclear what's close and what's far, and what's the definition, it's very unclear. You got to work on that also. But the question is this relevant for Hilchas Shabbos? Is there a difference between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni and Hilchas Shabbos or not? So some write Gantz and Esvarim. There's a prominent Talmud Chacham today, Rabbi Yitzchak Kalpin, he has a whole sefer where he works on Karach Rishon, Karach Sheni from Alecha Shabbos. So the question is that, or the Dvar Avram has a whole shuvah, he discusses the difference between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni. For Hava Yosai, they dover Hamakabel Tumah. The din is that a mikveh is only kosher if the water, if I take water and I pour it directly into the mikveh, that'll be Maim Shuvim. Okay, if I take a bucket of water, so let's assume that Maim Shuvim is only the Rabbanan. Well, let's say if Rov of 21 saw the mikveh is kosher, 19 saw is Maim Shuvim, so that's only the Rabbanan for sure. Gimeluv and Maim Shuvim, we assume. You can't say for sure. The Rav Shem hold that that's also no good Benatar. But we would assume that for sure is only mid the Rabbanim. But there's still a different psul over here. Have a yasai deidova hamakabel tuma odam is a makabel tuma. So the pasuk says in the Chumash Vayikra, Achmai and aboy mikveh mayim yihi atohar. So the simple translation of the pasuk is, if a person is tummy and is tovel either in a mikveh or in a mayon, Achmayon, uboy mikveh mayim, either A or B. A person is either tovel in a mayon, in a spring, where the water is flowing, Zeichlin, or mikveh, where the water is covered with kaimei, so yihi ator, the Adam Tami will become tahar by the, or the Kalim Tmein, which you tovel into the mikveh, will become tahar in either case. So the Tanoim, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chafem Eveis, has a drosha on that pasuk. The din appears in the Mishnayis, but the Mishnah never gives you the makor. So the Gemara in Zvachim gives you the makor, the second parak in Zvachim. That the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk, achmayin abar mikveh mayim, yihi ator. His habus on mikveh has to be ayde dover sheni mekabel tuma. If a person pours the water into the mikveh, another is a dover hamekabel tuma. So if he pours the water directly into the mikveh, if he pours the water on the ground and it rolls into the mikveh, so then it's not directly going from the odom hamekabel tuma into the mikveh. So the Gemara says in Zvachim that does not pose a problem. But if he pours the water directly, so that's a problem. Have a yosai de dover hamekabel tuma. So the Dvar Avram has a tshuva where he discusses what if you have a pump. You have an electrical system and a pump, and the person pushes a button, and the electrical system causes a pump to bring the water from one location into the Bor HaTzvilo. Is that called Havayosai Deidova Havakabutum? So he thinks that we should distinguish between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni, and he goes into a whole dissertation, what is Karach Rishon, what is Karach Sheni, what is it supposed to correspond to? And the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim and many others would disagree with the whole assumption. Many others discuss this. Let's say shmura matzah has to be made lishma. So would you say you push a button and the matzahs are baking all day long? So everything is called asir lishma. Would you say only the matzahs that were baked in the first few moments are called? If you would push the button and leave it on for half a minute, then push it off. That's the definition of the Dvar Avram. You push a button and an electrical system goes, and then you stop the button. So whatever would be accomplished in the first half a minute, that's called Karach Rishon. Whatever is accomplished later, they leave the matzahs baking for 12 hours. Well, let's say you have a machine that makes tzitzis lishma. You push the button, you say, I'm making all the tzitzis lishma. Is that taka called asiyah lishma? Maybe I should say, if you would have pushed the button and then you would have stopped everything a half a minute later, so whatever would have been accomplished in half a minute is zero. How much matzahs are baked in half a minute? It takes at least 8 minutes for a matzah to be baked. You can't. Nothing will be accomplished if you stop the button half a minute later. So that's the Dvar Avram claims like that. If you push the button and then stop everything a half minute later, so whatever would be accomplished in the first half minute, that's called Karach Rishon. It's a time, it's an issue of time. Whatever would be accomplished at a later stage, that's called Karach Sheni. Whatever is Karach Sheni is not called Maisa Ha'odom. Karach Sheni is not called Maisa Ha'odom. That's based on the Tosfos in Bava Kamma, and the Avav on the base. When the Gemara talks about Eimah Mabes Zehamayim, so Tosfos said, the Mishnah says, Arvavas and Zikim. So the Gemara says maybe Mabe is Mayim, So Tosfos says, what's the case? How is he mazik? A guy takes a bucket of water and he throws it on something and he destroys it by throwing water on. That's Adama mazik. What do you need mayim? So how can it be a mazik agde mayim where it's not Adama mazik? So Tosfos says, oh, he's mazik agde mayim b'kerach sheni. So kerach sheni is not called ma'isa ha'adam. So Tosfos says, el taka b'potter. So then it's grumba menizik and it's taka potter. So Tosfos says, yeah, that's taka true halacha l'ma'isa. Ha'mazik agde kerach sheni is potter. But the Gemara thought, and I have a minute, the Eimah Mavazah Mayim, even Kerach Sheni would be Chayv, and new Mazik of Mayim, based on a Pasik. We'll find a Pasik that Mavazah Mayim. So Tosfos there in Bava Kamma is assuming that the distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. If it's Kerach Sheni, it's not called Maisa HaOdom. And that's what the Dvar Avraham assumed. That's what several Paskim assume like that. That's called the Kozhik Lover has a tshuva also, and there it's Tzvi. He talks about the machine-made tzitzis, or the same should be machine-made matzahs. He talks, is it kerach rishon, is it kerach sheni? So he assumes that if it's kerach sheni, it can't be considered lishma, because it's not called maisa ha'odom. You can only consider it asiyo lishma. If the thing is maisa ha'odom, if it's kerach sheni, it's not maisa ha'odom, so it doesn't count. And the Chazanish and Rab Chaim and many others disagree. They say the whole premise is not true. Chazanish disagrees with the tesis, and Baba Kama and Abba, he has a different tesis. In Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Zayin, where Tosfos says beferish that the difference between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni only applies to these three areas where the halacha requires Kerach Gavra. It's a special din. Kerach Gavra is not identical. These poskim all. Kerach Gavra is not identical with the din of with the definition of Maisa Hadam. It could be Maisa Hadam and it's not Kerach Gavra. The only three cases where the halacha requires an addition to Maisa Hadam should be Kerach Gavra are these three. The Tilas Yadayim needs Kerach Gavra and Shchita and Ritzeach in order to be Chayv Misa has to have Kerach Gavra. So the Magen Avraham, the Rebbe Kivega at the end of Siman Beis quotes a kasha from the Magen Avraham that there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch. That in the Mishnayis there's a Machlekes Satanoim in Yodayim, whether a Kof pours water on my hands, is that called Kerach Gavra or not? Why is there a Machlekes Satanoim by Kof? Why not by other animals? Rav Soloveitchik said, apparently the Tanoim thought that a kaif has more seichel. That's how they say the chimpanzee has more seichel than all the other animals. Now they just wrote articles now that the dolphins, I think, have more seichel than the chimpanzees. Okay. They say that's what I read an article recently. The dolphins are really human beings, but they look like behemoths. They have more seichel than the chimpanzees. They're really human beings, but they look like behemoths. Okay. So the Mustama's mutter to kill a dolphin. It's not an Isa Lord Sirta, it's not a human being. So there's a machlekes hatanaim whether shchita sakayf is kosher or not. and the Shulchan Aruch is maybe shtei days, it's in a kufna test. Umakshe b'di'evet. And it says b'di'evet, if a kayf did in a tilis adayim, we would sofik adayim l'kula. Whatever is a machlekes hatanaim, so we say sofik adayim l'kula. Mishnah in Yadayim says like that. He's bothered with a kasha. How come over here the Ramah just quotes that it's no good, a tasefta? How come here it's a tasefta flat, no machlekes, that the shchita sakof is no good, and there by the tilis yadayim it's a machlekes, and we're machshed that he has it? So the Magen Avraham says it makes a difference whether you're dealing with the din deraisa, din derabbanan. That the tilis yadayim is only the rabbanan, and there we have a rule. There you have a machlekes hatanoim, and there you have a rule that sof you adayim lahaka. But over here, dealing with shchita, so shchita is a din deraisa, so you don't have a machlekes over here. Here it's mocham. Yeah, Rabbi Kivega says if that's the answer, so then shchita sof should be psula on the betoras sofik, not betoras vadai. So you should say that if a koif shecht zadeim, it should be also for me, the shecht and also there's been all later in the day. Let's say there's a din also there's been all the sishcha to be yamecha, also there's been all the sishcha to be yamecha. So what if someone did a sofik shchita, share a sofik shchita psula on one animal? So if he's sofik, you would say you're not allowed to shecht the second animal on the same day. But that's Rabbi Kedega Tainas, according to what the Magen Avraham said, that it's really a sofik. So when the Ramos says shchita sofik psula is only b'toras sofik, not b'toras vadai, so then they should have said that you're not allowed to shecht the also has been on the same day. It wouldn't appear that that's the real answer, what the Magen Avraham said, the Raisa versus the Rabbana, because in Yodayim it's a machloikis satanoim, and in Chulin there is no machloikis. He quotes a tasef in Chulin, believe machloikis. The Shchita Sakoif is no good. So the Kivega says, he thinks he has a teretz borer, b'yezus Hashem yizbor, he has a clear cut teretz, that by Shechita, the reason why Shechita Sakaif is not good is because we follow Taisa Shechita. Taisa says that in order for the Shechita Sakam is not good, because you need a Bar Zvicha. So the Kof is not a Bar Zvicha. It is Kerech Gaber, but it's not a Bar Zvicha. Used to be a professor here who has a distinction of being the only professor who was fired by Dr. Belkin, because he used to preach Apikus. So Dr. Belkin had to fire him. He used to have open fights with Rabbi Lichtenstein years ago, and a commentator. So one of his shtick was that you see from Rabbi Kiveger, he had smicha from a different yeshiva, not from my yeshiva. So he said, you see from Rabbi Kiveger that the Tanoim believed in evolution, that you see that he holds that the monkey is called Koyach Gavra. He says the only reason why the Shechita Sakaif is not good because he's not a Bar Zvicha, but basically it is Koyach Gavra. So I remember one of the students told it over to Rav Soloveitchik, so he got so angry. He said, that's utterly ridiculous. When the Tanoim use the Lashon Koyach Gavra, they don't mean Koyach Gavra, they mean Koyach Noitel, that someone did an act with intention. He knew what he was doing. A teleological act, that's the Lashon he said. He did a pa'ula knowing what he was doing in order to accomplish a certain tachlis. So by all the other behemoths and chayas and eifers, the Tanoim assumed that they don't have enough seichel to understand what they're doing. By Kof, the Tanoim thought that maybe he has enough seichel to understand what he's doing. So that's why there was a machlekes, is that called Kerech Gavra or not? But that doesn't mean that a Kof is a Gavra. It means Kerech Noitel. Was the pu'ula done with Seif Maisa b'machshava t'chila? Was it pu'ula done with intention in advance? So that's a machlekes ha'tanaim. Is Kof, does the Kof have enough seichel to be considered a Koyach Noitel? You should substitute instead of the word Koyach Gavra. Koyach Noitel, it does mean that a Kof is a Gavra. According to Taisa Pipash, the Metami Min HaTorah, yeah. And the Rambam says that Shechita Sakam is only Metami Min HaRabbanim. Yeah. Shechita Sakam is only Metami Min HaRabbanim. Yeah. How do we get involved in this? We started Tzad Gimel, no? Kuv Gimel. Getoshev, yeah. So that's where Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses Siman Beis. When the Shach quotes the Shaila that the Rambam says, "Get a gadol gedi b'davar zeh," that even a goy who's ain't oivad abed izark, you're going to get toshav. That's sifalot in the mechaber in the Rambam. You're going to get toshav. Shchitos and neveila, is that gadol gedi? It's only gzera de rabbanon, or no? It's asura men atorah. Maybe it means asura men atorah. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses in the Oitzus Yosef. What does it mean? A ger toshav is a nachu who's mekabel olam in the presence of the bezlam shloshi Yisraelim, not to violate the sheva mitzvahs benech, the mechuya v'yoymeh, not to violate the sheva mitzvahs benech. What do you mean? He's mekabel. He's mechuya anyway. So he makes a suggestion. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, on daf lamechas, amad v'ymeh deretz roa v'yata goy. Where's that pasuk? In Ovadia. It's the Haftorah on Shavuos. Where is it? Somewhere in Treyosa, no? Chavakuk. So the pasuk says, a difficult pasuk. What does it mean? So the Gemara in Baba Kama says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the time of Maimon HaSinai, he looked around and he saw the Yom HaSolam are not observing the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nerech. So Omar V'Hitalem, Roa Bayat HaGoyim. He was Mata the Goyim, they don't have to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs anymore. So the Gemara says, how can it be? So it turns out that crime pays. Because they don't observe the Sheva Mitzvah, Rabban Shalom says, okay, so don't observe it. So you don't have to observe the Sheva Mitzvah. Go kill all you want, go steal all you want, go eat Eid Menachai, go do Mishkav Zacha, do whatever you don't please. And Gemara says, no, they're going to be punished for violating the dinim still apply. Omer v'hitalahem means that even if a Nachri observes the Sheva Mitzvah, he doesn't get reward like a Mitzvah v'yos, he only gets reward like an Eina Mitzvah v'yos. Because God loves Mitzvah Yosef B'Mishayim, Mitzvah Yosef, one is obligated to observe a certain din, and he observes it, gets more reward than the one who's volunteering on his own. So the Nochrim is Manazeh, after Maimon HaSinai, Rav Ayatagoyim, Hitalahem means that they don't get reward like in Mitzvah Yosef. But Yosef Engel suggests that maybe that's the pshat over here. By the Ger Toshev, the Ger Toshev is Mekabal Olav to observe the Sheva Mitzvah B'Ninoyach, so the Napkemina will chap, that he'll be. If he observes the Sheva Mitzvah, he'll get reward like a Mitzvah of the ice. Maybe that's the pshat. Still very difficult. What is he mekabel though? He's mitzuvah to observe the sheva mitzvah. So what do you mean he's mekabel? The kasha zep is better than the teretz that he gave. That's why the Aben Ezer has a tshuva. The Aben Ezer was a chsidish rebbe. So by the chsidim they don't like tefillah on a chalamoy. Shulchan Aruch says he's, and the Rishonim says he's supposed to like tefillah on a chalamoy. The only machlekes is with a bracha, without a bracha. But he's supposed to wear tefillin. Then Rabbi Yosef says they found the Zohar, they discovered the Zohar. The Zohar says you don't wear tefillin on Chalamoy, so that's the end. We don't wear tefillin anymore on Chalamoy, based on the Zohar. So the Hasidim follow the Zohar.
They grow also
based on the Zohar that you don't wear tefillin on Chalamoy. The Gro also didn't wear tefillin on Chalamoy.
The Gro was based on Pshat though. His whole shtick was the Embera Gro. He said he's always trying to prove all Pinig also, you know.
Right. Because the Vilna Gaon claims that there are no contradictions between the Zohar and the Gemara. He says there's only one contradiction between the Zohar and the Gemara by walking Tocht Al Rams of a person who's standing Shmon Esri. He said that's the only contradiction. Then they quote the Rab Chaim Olozhen and asked them, what about this and what about that and what about the other thing? So he answered all the steers. He said there's no steers. This is the one and only steer between the Zohar and the Din and the Gemara by walking Al Rams behind the person who's standing Shmon Esri. So the Aben Ezer has a tshuva where he shows, no, it's an offer in the Gemara. Al Pi Nigla. You don't wear tefillah on a chalamoy. So in the middle of his shtikel turn, in the middle of his tshuva, so he's metapal on this kasha. Rabbi Yosef Engel's kasha. They lived the same time. That what does it mean a ger tosha? The ger tosha was one is mekabel olav, a person who accepts upon himself not to violate the sheva mitzvahs b'ninach. He's mechuyev anyway not to violate. He's obligated to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'ninach. So what changed? So he suggests, so the Aben Ezer suggests, based on the Gemara, increases the Avtesa Manala, that when the Ger Toshev accepts upon himself the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Inoyah, he's Mukhiyev to observe them with all of the Abizrahus in full detail, with all the details that the Jewish people have a connection with, Abu Dezoreh, Gilai Rash, V'chazanim, all the others. It's not sufficient that he should observe it like an Ochri, no? Because he was a Mekabel Olav, so he has to observe it with all of the details of the Olav. So he says, that's why the Gemara has a Machlekes Hatanoim, where the Ger Toshav is permitted to violate the Chilul Shabbos. So one Tana holds he's not allowed to violate Chilul Shabbos. Because Kol HaMachal Shabbos befares Kilo Eved Avod Ezorah, so observance of Shabbos is an enhancement of Avod Ezorah. And since the Ger Toshav was Mekabel Al Atzma, not to worship Avod Ezorah, he has to observe the din of Avod Ezorah with all the Abizrayus. Abizrayu would include even Shabbos. The next Tana says, no, that Abizrayu, all the other Abizrayus is maskin. But that Abizrayu doesn't work because Akam Shishabbos is a separate Issa. So the second Tana is of the opinion that the Ger Toshev can only observe Shabbos like Yisrael observes Yantar. Ger Toshev has to observe Shabbos, but he has a Heterech on Nefesh. He has to observe Shabbos like we would observe Yantar. And the third Tana says, no, he's not allowed to observe Shabbos even the way we observe Yantav. That's also miyuchad for Klal Yisrael. He has to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chalamoid. Because Chalamoid is not unique to the Jewish people. And the fourth, and the next Tana, the third Tana, what? First Tana says, all the Tanaim say he has to observe Sheva Mitzvahs B'ninach with all the Abizrayim. So the first Tana says, he has to observe Shabbos, he has to observe Shabbos. Next Tana says, not allowed to observe Shabbos. So he says, yes, to observe Shabbos like we observe Yontav. Next time he says, no, Yontav is also unique to the Jewish people. Yes, to observe Shabbos like we observe Chalamar. And the fourth Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Gemara says, halachic Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, that Chalamoid is also an ois. Chalamoid is also something unique that's only given to the Jewish people. So the Ger Toshav, although he has to observe all the other Sheven Mitzvah with all the Abizrayus, but Shabbos he's not even allowed to observe Ki Yisrael B'Chalamoid. He's not even allowed to observe that. So the Gemara comes out la'alocha like that. So the Aben Ezer says, so there you have it. The Gemara paskens like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Chalamoid is also an ois. Chalamoid is also unique only to the Jewish people. And whatever is an ois, so Shabbos and Yom Tov and Chalamoid are an ois, so that's why you don't like tefillin. But that's his suggestion, that what does it mean? The Ger Toshev is mekabel olav, the Sheva Mitzvahs b'ninach. He's mechuyev v'yayimah to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs b'ninach. So he says, no. He's mekabel al atzmo to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs with the enhancement of all the Abizrayus.
It comes out the Rishon Bar Yochai Shitasa between the Zohar and what he says in the Gemara.
Right, that's what he says. He says that we paskin like the Zohar, not because of the Zohar, because the Gemara paskins like Rishon Bar Yochai. He says there are two girsas, whether it's Reb Shimon bar Yochai or different Tana, and he proves al pi girsology, leaving out the Zohar, based on girsas, but it has to be Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon, Reb Akiva, the different girsas, who said which way, so he proves based on other sources that it has to be Reb Shimon. And then he says that it's Reb Shimon l'shitasai, that the Zohar says the same. So how did we get involved? Yeah, we were discussing the pasuk. It says, "Lagerish avshachet tishnana b'acholo." You give the nevela, the treifa you give to the kelav tashlichan also, and the nevela you give to the ger toishav. You can't give it to a ger tzedek. The tzedek has to observe all the taryag mitzvahs. You give it to a ger toishav. Ger toishav only accepted upon himself to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Or you sell it to a nochri. Or machol a nochri. Yeah. What are the special dinim of a ger toishav? So one is that it's a mitzvah l'achyosa, l'chayimach. To give, mitzvah l'achyosa means to give tzedakah to the ger toshav. Are there any, what are the other dinim where the ger toshav has a unique halacha? Mishnah is in the second perek in Makkos, in Elohein HaGoylim. There are different opinions in the Tanaim about, because it says that orei miklot are relevant for ger toshav. So how is it relevant for ger toshav? There are different opinions in the Tanaim. Ger toshav has a special status when they get to Ori Mikla. What's another? Why is it called the Ger Toshav? Imcha Yeshad Biker Becha. Usually there's a din loisachanin. You're not permitted to allow a Nochri to live in Eretz Yisrael. La Yeshua Biartzacha, Penyachti Oishali, loisachanin, Lititlam Chanoi Bikarka. But if he's a Ger Toshav, so Toshav means he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's but the Rambam, I think, quotes the din. You're not allowed to let him live in the cities. You can let him live on a farm. Can't let them live in the cities. The cities in Eretzel have a high level of kedusha than the farms. Yeah, they can't. What are the other special dinim of the ger toshav? He's allowed to live in Eretzel. There's no din of lo sechan and what else? That's, and there aren't so many dinim. But the ger toshav has a special halacha. Right. That's what Tosha says. Amir liakum is there. Amir lenochri is there. Right. On Shabbos they ask a ger toshav. You're not permitted to ask a ger toshav. One Tana says, like Rashi in Yevamah says that a ger toshav is not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So one Tana increases Daf Tesam and Aleph says like that. So Tosis Tainus, but the Gemara increases came to the Maskana halachic Rav Shimon bar Yochai that the ger toshav is not permitted to observe Shabbos. Not only not allowed to observe Shabbos ki Shabbos, not allowed to observe Shabbos ki Yontav, not allowed to even observe Shabbos ki Chalamay, Mamish ki Chol. He doesn't have not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. So Taisa's Taina is that Rashi shouldn't have quoted that Tana. That's not accepted. So Taisa says the Pshat, the accepted Pshat and the Chumash, and now Seiros Adibas is that Amira the Ger Toshav is an Issa Deraisa. Yeah.
The other two Dinim of Losachan are also not Shabbos to the Ger Toshav?
The other two Dinim are Lo Yisachain Be'en Echem. I don't know, it's a good question. Mataschinim is Mutter. Yeah, the Gibt Doke is Mutter. To the ger toshav, it's a mitzvah achiyosa. Yeah, that din does not apply. Mitzvah achiyosa, it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah to the ger toshav. So the nochri, there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah, but mid the rabbanim, mefanisim ani yakim, mefani yisrael, mefnei darkei shol. So there are a handful of dinim. There aren't so many. A couple of dinim where the ger toshav has a special status. So that's why it's important to know what is the ger toshav. So nachmal, so the pasuk says. So the Tanoim understand the Merab Shimon. They both understand from the pasuk only Nevela Haruya Lager Kruya Nevela. If the Nevela is Roy Lachila Sodom, then it has an Isan Nevela. Nevela Shena Ruya Lager, if a Ger Toshav wouldn't want to eat it because it's Masriach. I have, let's say, a tray for salami, Nevela salami, that was sitting out of the refrigerator for 2 months. And it's absolutely spoiled. It's rotten. It tastes awful. You're going to get sick. The person knows in the end he's going to get sick if he eats it. So it's not Roy Lachilos. It could be it's Roy Lachilos Akeller. If a behemoth would eat it, it won't get sick. But if a human being will eat it, he's not going to taste good. It's going to taste awful. He's going to get sick. So in the Ve'el Sheni Roy Lager is Mutam and Ater. All the Tanaim agree. But the Tanaim have a Machloikis. When does that apply? So Rameir Reb Shimon. So Rameir says that only applies if it's Srucha Meikora. When the animal died, when the behemoth dropped dead, and the Issa Nevela, Schal Kozman, the animal is alive, there's no Issa Nevela. When the animal dies, that's when the Issa Nevela sets it. When the animal is alive, the behemoth b'chaya b'cheskes Issa emetis. We had a chulin in the first parak. Tavches beim bechaya beches kasisa and that is. It was a machlekes. What's the ches kasisa? Where the ches kasisa eiv menachai? Rashi says eiv menachai, and Tosin says ein es vuchav. And Tosin argues with Rashi. How can it be eiv menachai? There's a machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish. The end of Peregid on Noshe. Whether you say beim bechaya lo ivorim emenis, beim bechaya lav leivorim emenis. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Whatever this machlekes of Yechon Mishlokish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. An animal that's walking, a live animal that's walking around, I don't say that it's an Eiv Menachai. The minute I rip off a limb, when you detach a limb, then it becomes Eiv Menachai, because not everything is connected. It's all attached. It's not yet an Eastern Eiv Menachai. So what's the way we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Behemen B'chaya, Lav Leivar Memenis, it doesn't yet have the Eastern Eiv Menachai. So what does Rav Huna say? Om Rav Huna, Behemen B'chaya, Beches Kasisar Emedis, whenever you have a suffix in the Shechita, you go to Chumra, B'Torah Svada, Yishtel of Ches Kasisa, there's no Ches Kasisa, Eiv Menachai. So Tosis disagrees with Rashi, they say, it's B'Ches Kasisa, Ein Ezvucha. There's an Isar Esay. V'Zavachta V'Echalta, Mimashata Zaveach Atoicho, Mimashiyata Zaveach Iatoicho. So Tosis claims there's a Mashmoz of an Isar Esay in the Pasuk. And that's what it means, B'Eim Abachaya, B'Ches Kasisa, Eiv Medes, Isar Avein Ezvucha. So Nacham also read, so Reb Meir claims, "Ahu lemut isrucha meikor." When the animal dies and the isa nevela is supposed to be chal, so it's not going to be chal if the animal, while it was alive, that just died, isrucha meikor. The animal was so sickly while it was alive. When it dies, it's not right achilas adam to begin with. So then Reb Meir holds that it's mutter. There's not the isa nevela is not chal. But well, let's say they sell meat in the AMP. And people buy the meat, they cook it, they eat it. That's Roy Lachilo Sodom. You leave the meat out of the refrigerator for 2 months and then it becomes Masriach. So if they hold in such a case, it'll remain Osir. Until the point, then this is some Achilos Hakele. Alpi Pashtas. The Gemara doesn't say, but Alpi Pashtas, and once Nifs Machilos Hakele. So it doesn't have a shame Oichel at all. It doesn't have a shame Oichel, so it can't retain an Issa Macholos Asuras. But just because it's Nifs Machilos Adam, a Meir holds that's not sufficient to make it Mutter. If it's Rucha Meikora, when it dies, when it becomes Nisnabla, Behemish Nisnabla, and at the time that it was Nisnabla, it's not right Achilas Sodom, so that prevents the Yisra from being Chal in the first place. But once the Yisra Nevela is Chal, they say that because it sniffs Achilas Sodom, it turns into Heta, Ramea doesn't hold from that. And Rav Shimon disagrees with Ramea. He says, Rucha Meikora, Lord Tzricha Meyuta, Afra B'Yalmahu. That's on the top of Samach Esam and Aleph. This we learned a long time ago. Tzricha Meikora, if at the time that the behemoth nisnabla, it's not roi lachilas adam lo tzricha miyuta, arfa b'yalmu, that's a svara pshuta. So Rav Shimon says the pasuk that teaches me this din, nevela sheinu ruya lager, ena kruya nevela, must be telling me that it had an isa nevela was chal on it, v'shas misas abeim, it was roi lachilas adam, and then it became masriach later. And even in such a case, the chumash teaches me that it's still muta. That's a machlegas or a mayor Rav Shimon. If you have nevela shehisricha, so nifsal me'achila sodom, does it become so? And we paskin like Reb Shimon. We paskin like Reb Shimon, and not only sricha me'ikara is aser, that's lo tzricha. Not only sricha me'ikara is mutter, that's afra bi'alma, that's lo tzarach miyuta. The pasuk teaches me even in nevela, even macholas asuras that was aser b'achila, and it became nifsal me'achila sodom. Is also mutter menater. Is there an iser de rabbanon? Is there any iser to eat nevela srucha? Is there any iser? So it's very strange that the first prima gadim in Siman Kuf Gimel starts quoting from the Minchas Koyin. Minchas Koyin has only three topics, right? One topic is Tam Kika, and one topic is Bein Hashmashes, and what was the third topic? I forgot about Amir Liakum. Amir Liakum, I think. So one third of the Sefer is about Tam Kika. With the Deraisa, the Rabbanon, there's in Tam Labgam, everything under the sun. So he quotes from the Minchas Koyin, he starts quoting. The issue is it Baltashaktsu? The Gemara says a person is going to eat food in a kli that's filthy, that's an isa baltashaktsa. A person is going to eat the disgusting food that a normal person wouldn't want to eat. Look, different people have different tastes in food. Some people enjoy herring, some people don't enjoy herring. Okay, different kinds of food. Some people enjoy leaven, some people can't stand leaven. Okay, but that's a matter of taste. But if the thing is mamish disgusting, you take a poll and everybody agrees that this food is disgusting, so the Gemara has that that's an issue of Bal Teshaktu. Is that really Bal Teshaktu? It's an issue of the rice, an issue of the rabbana. That's a question, because the original pasuk, Laksa Shaktu, is not Shesech, Masheretz, Asheretz, Allah, Oretz. Those are eating non kosher animals. If you eat bugs, that's Bal Teshaktu. So this is an additional level of interpretation, Lois Bal Teshaktu. Is it about the Shaktsa Deraisa, about the Shaktsa Rabbanon? Is it the discussion? So the Prima Garden quotes, it's an issue about the Shaktsa. If you're going to eat Oichel that's Nifsa Machil or Sodom, maybe there's an issue about the Shaktsa. Yeah, but it's very strange. In the Rosh, in the second Perakim Sochem, there's a Mefurish and Machlekes and Rishainim. The Ramban holds that Nifsa Machil or Sodom, we pass on like Reb Shimon. That's Mutam and Atar, and it's Mutam and Rabbanon. There isn't even an Issa and Rabbanon. And the Rosh disagrees, and in Yeridei we pass from like the Rosh. In the second Chelik Yeridei we pass from like the Rosh. That if you go ahead and you eat it, so you demonstrate that as far as you're concerned, it never became Nifs Machil Asad Mahara, you're sitting and eating it. If you take, let's say, you take a pill, you take a liver pill that comes from Trafid, Nevelis and Trafis, and they make liver pills out of it. So the pill is Nifs Machil Asad now. So by eating one pill, that doesn't demonstrate achshavei. You take the refuah, so that's the Rav Moshe and the Chazanish, and most of the poskim hold. You can't say achshavei, a person just takes a pill. But he's gonna be watching the movies and taking one pill and another pill and another pill like a popcorn. He's going to eat the pills. So he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, the thing is roi l'achila. That's going to be achshavei. But to take one pill a day or one pill every couple of hours, you can't say that that's achshavei. So the Rosh has a machlekes with the Ramban. The Ramban and the group of Rishonim say, we pass on like Reb Shimon, and Nifs Machil Asadim is Heta Gomer. Even with the Rabbanan, they never asked it. And the Rosh, whose opinion is accepted, says no. But they made an Issa the Rabbanan of Achshavei. And the Achshavei has limitation. Achshavei is only if I sit and eat a lot of it. I demonstrate that as far as I'm concerned, from my perspective, it's still Roy Lachil Asadim. Just take a pill, the refuah, so that doesn't indicate any Achshavei. Unless you're going to take some. That's going to take some trefa ingredient that was nifsal machilo sodom. Then you're going to mix it into ice cream, and it's going to have so much sugar and so much vanilla flavoring and so much other flavoring. So you don't taste the flavor of the thing that's nifsal machilo sodom. So that's where Abchai Moise has the famous tshuva about gelatin. So he says they mix in the gelatin the way they describe it to Abchai Moise. The Chazanish also goes along with Rav Moshe and the Chuvis, so they say that it's really nifs machil osodem, it's mutter. But if you're going to eat gelatin itself, that's achshavei. But you don't eat gelatin. You mix the gelatin in with sugar and with flavoring, and the rive is other things. So that doesn't demonstrate that, as far as you're concerned, the thing was never nifs machil osodem. You're eating it because of all the sugar and because of all the flavoring. This thing itself, taka, was nifs machil osodem. I would never have eaten it 2 days ago. I would not eat it, because they mixed it in with all the other stuff. That's why I eat it. Now it tastes delicious. So whenever it's Aydei Taruv, there is no Achshavei. Whenever the Raiv is other things, you can't say that there's Achshavei. But that's really strange. This Prima Godim, at the beginning of Kuv Gimel in the Mishpat Zayzov, the only Yisa he can cough up, the only Yisa he can come up with, is he's quoting from the Pri Chodesh and the Minchas Koim. The only thing he can conjure up is Baal Teshaktu. We pass on that it's also in the Rabbanim because of Achshavei, unless it's like Deita Ruvis, unless it's like a shame of medical purposes.
I mean, Achshavei only makes it the Rabbanim, why not the Raisa?
Benatar we say, Batla Daita Eitzel Das Kol Ben Yodah. Benatar we say that since normal people consider it Nifsa Machila, so it's not called Roy Lachila. But the Rabbanim, since he demonstrates that as far as he's concerned, doesn't bother him, he eats it the way it is, so that's a chumra mid Rabbanim. Achshavei is a chumra mid Rabbanim. That's the Rosh. Machlokes is the Rosh and the Rambam. So we paskan a Yeridei, the seventh Chelek Yeridei, we paskan like the Rosh. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva, I think we discussed it, and he has a tshuva where he disagrees with Rav Moshe Feinstein about eating the liver pills, about eating the trefa pills. Rav Moshe says, if you get pills with a hechsher, matov. But he says if it's too expensive, it's not available. So he says, strictly speaking, all the trefa pills are kosher because it's not roi lachi l'son. So Rav Moshe doesn't explain. He just says mikra din, it's mutter. He doesn't have a separate shuvah. This is tacked on at the end of a different shuvah, in Chelek HaMenezer or something. he didn't think that it's worthy of writing a tshuva on this. So he just says that the mutter, if you can get kosher pills easily, so get kosher, but strictly speaking, the trefa pills are all kosher. So the pashup shot is because he holds that it's nifsim achilas adam, and there's no achshavei if he's taking it the refuah. There is no achshavei. So Chacham Avadya puts words into Rav Moshe's mouth, and then he's masagan Rav Moshe. He understood Rav Moshe is saying that the reason why it's mutter because it's shalok ha-derech achilasa. So he tied a shalok ha-derech achilasa is also mid the Rabbana. The Gemara says in the second parak in the Sochim that to eat treif and food shalok ha-derech achilasa is mutter and atar also mid the Rabbana, except if you're chayv l'shem b'sakon. So Itayna said, why does Rav Moshe permit the taking of all the trefa pills for everybody and anybody? Should have said that it's only mutter for a person who's in the status of a chayv l'shem b'sakon. Most of the times people are taking pills are a chayv l'shem b'sakon. Sometimes they're not. But that's what he's masek and Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe didn't explain himself sufficiently. He should have said that all the trefa pills are only mutter if the person is a chayv l'shem b'sakon, so shalikat arach achilos is mutter. The Pashta says that that's not what Rav Moshe meant. Rav Moshe just has a brief paragraph and he doesn't explain. Pashta says he wasn't intending to be mutter based on shalok ha-derech achilasa. That Chacham Avadya is right. It's only mutter for chayv l'shem b'sakana, otherwise it's also mutter Rabbanan. Moshe meant that it's nifs machilas adam. Nifs machilas adam is machlek is the Ramban and the Rosh, and we went machma like the Rosh, it's also mutter Rabbanan because of achshavei. And achshavei is only if you eat a lot of it. But if you just eat one pill a day, or one pill every 6 hours, so that's not achshavei, you're taking it l'refuah. People do all kinds of things l'refuah. It doesn't demonstrate that it's royal achila. That's what Moshe meant. So even if he's a bari, even if he's not a chayav l'shem b'sakon, Moshe would also be matir. I'll be pashtus all the trefa pills. Yeah, why does he say that if he can get kosher? He says if it's easy to get kosher pills with hashgacha, you should get kosher pills. He doesn't explain why. So we thought that the reason why is because in Parshas Bereishis, in Parshas Shmos, it says when Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby and they found him, Batya Baspara found him in the basket there, and the Tevas Goyma, so he was crying. He wanted to nurse. So they gave him to the Nosha Mitzrios and he didn't want to nurse, so they had to give him to So Miriam asked Baspara, should I helach ve'ekach lach isha menek has been here for years, senek lach hasayolet. So they got an isha Yisrael. So the Ramon Yeredeya quotes from the Orzarua Masechas Avodah Zarah that if the mother of the child is not healthy enough to nurse her own child, you have to get a nochris. You should see to it that the nochris should eat kosher food if possible. The nochris should be careful to eat only kosher food calls Manchi nursing the Jewish baby, because if she'll eat non-kosher food, it'll have a negative effect on the baby. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to nurse from the Noshe Mitzrios, because the Noshe Mitzrios ate non-kosher food. Others give a whole different interpretation, that the Noshe Mitzrios, the Midas Ros, will go over in the milk. That's not what it says in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Hagos Ashri, Amaseches Avodah Zarah, who's quoting from the Yozar Ruah, that the reason why it's not proper to nurse a Jewish child by an isha mitzvah is if she's eating non-kosher food. So what's the issue over here? So it means that ingesting non-kosher food, even boifen shel heter, has a negative effect on it's metamta misalev, has a negative effect on a person. Even though strictly speaking, the chol of isha is mutter, chol of isha is mutter. So what's wrong? What's the difference whether the isha ate kosher food or non-kosher food? But nonetheless, apparently has a negative effect. So the Pashta says that that's perhaps what Rav Moshe Feinstein meant. If it's easily available, the same pills with a hashgacha, that it should be kosher, shouldn't be treif, so you should get the kosher pills, even though strictly speaking the whole thing is nefs machilas adam, it should be mutter, but it may have a negative effect on the nesham. So that's a shaila. So let's say whenever you have a treif, whenever you have an isa that's treif and it's batel b'shishin, so why shouldn't you say that there should be a midas chasidus not to eat it? Why does the pischei tshuva get so upset that it's apikursus? I will have a negative effect on the person. I don't know. It's a good question. Whatever. That's what Rav Moshe says. So this is the original machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir, and we pass on like Reb Shimon over here. The Gemara in Erevin, in the first perek, says that Reb Meir was so sharp. he gave such pilpulin in his shiur that in the days of the Tanaim, the Talmidim liked to hear halacha lemaisa, psak halacha. So Rabbi Meir gave such pilpulin, he gave logical possibilities to explain all the different shitas, and the Talmidim walked away. They didn't know what his personal shita was, so they left his shiur. They wanted today, Talmidim like to have logical possibilities. They're not interested in psak halacha. In the days of the Tanaim, they were more interested, different generations, the mind worked differently. In the days of the Tanaim, they were more interested in hearing bottom line halacha lemaisa. So the next generation, when they were voting what the din should be, so Reb Meir hardly had any followers. So he usually loses. Reb Meir Reb Shimon, halacha Reb Shimon, Meir Reb Yudah, halacha Reb Yudah. We rarely paskin like Reb Meir. So here also, we don't paskin like Reb Meir. We paskin like Reb Shimon, that the Vela Sheni Buri Lager, not only Struchah Meikorah is Mutter, that even Reb Meir agrees, even the Vela Sheni Srichah, Nifsa Machilo Sodom, is also Mutter. So then the Gemara says, there's another issue that depends. Totally zebizet depends on the machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, and that's simin kuf gimel. That's a din of noisim tam levgam. What does it mean noisim tam levgam? An iser, let's say a little tray for chazal shmaltz falls into a soup, a vegetable soup. The vegetable soup tasted delicious, and now it tastes good. Also, it tastes very good now, but it tasted better before the chazal shmaltz fell in. But it tastes delicious now. Also, would have tasted better without it. So that's called Nesen Tam Levgam. It's Poigen B'Mikta. So even though it tastes perfect now, but since it tasted better without it, so that's Nesen Tam Levgam. So if you have a Roiv Heter and a Miyot Iser, and the Iser is Poigen B'Mikta, that's how the Machaber quotes in Sid Beis. The Gam Zeh. Ein Tzoch Shiyivgim Legamet Shihei Kotz Leochlo. We're not talking about Nifsa Machilo Sodom. That's the original Machlekes Reb Shimon and Reb Meir. And there we also have Paschal like Reb Shimon. Nifsa Machilo Sodom is Mutter. That's if the Yisr is B'en. But if the Yisr is Ayidei Tarubis, what's the definition of a Tarubis? A Rav Hat and a Miyot Yisr, and the Yisr is Ein Aniker. So it should have been bottled, if not for the fact that you say Tam Kike. But here, the Tam is Poigim in Miktas. I feel the Poigim Miktas, Ein Oysa Taruvasa. And then the Mechaber writes, Yesh Mishaimer. This is very strange. Why does he write Yesh Mishaimer? Everybody agrees to this line. Yesh Mishaimer, the Rashba says, has to be betarubis. Means that it's a tarubis, a mixture. Rod heta miyot isa, and isa is ain't a nicker. Aval isa meruba, letoch heta muat, but if you have 51% of isa and 49% of heta, and it tastes delicious, except that the heta tasted better before you mixed the isa with it. But it's rav isa, so it's rav isa is isa. Hafila machza al machza, that's a question. Rabbi Yosef Engel has an essay about that. But a machza al machza is called an isa bien, it's not called an isa bien. So the Mechaber writes over here that machza al machza is, the Mechaber is quoting the Rashbon, the Torah Sabayis. That hafila machza al machza is called an isa bien. The only time the isa is not bien is when it's roiv het and miut isa, then it's not bien. So when the Iser is Biyan, you're only matter if it's Poigim Legamre, Nifsa Machilo Sodom. That's the original Brisa of Reb Shimon. Then the Gemara says, based on the original Machlekes of Shimon and Reb Meir, by Nifsa Machilo Sodom, there'll be another Machlekes of Shimon and Reb Meir. If you have an Iser B'Tarubis, it means a Roiv Heter and a Miut Iser. And the Iser is, it's Poigim and Mixas, the Michael tasted better without the Iser falling in. So that'll also be Machlekes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, it'll be Mutter, that's how we pasken. According to Reb Meir, that'll be Osir. So there's a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah that says, Noisim Tam Legam is Mutter, Zeh HaKlal, and the Gemara says, Hochi Hilchasa. The Gemara is on Samach Zayin Omid Al, the Mishnah is on Samach Hei Omid Beis. Zeh HaKlal, Noisim Tam Legam is Mutter, Kol Shein Bahanos, but Noisim Tam is Mutter. So the Gemara says on Samach Zainam and Aleph, Am Rabbi Yudah Mishmol Hachi Hilchasa. We paskin like that. What do you mean Hachi Hilchasa? It's a Mishnah. Why shouldn't you paskin like that? So the Gemara develops the whole theme because it's a Machlekes of Shimon and Reb Meir. And he's telling us the Hachi Hilchasa, we paskin like the Mishnah. Usually Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Here it's not. Here it's a Stam Mishnah Reb Shimon. The Leiker Reb Meir. Going to Reb Meir, just like Nifsa Machilo Sodom will be also when Yisur is Bien. So if the Yisra is B'taruvis and it's Poigim and Mixas, it'll also be awesome. Yeah. And we pass like Reb Shimon, that if it's Poigim and Mixas, it's Mutter. Yeah, this Poigim and Mixas, the Chabad quotes in Siv Gimel, is not only if the Yisra if the Iser has an off flavor. They said the Iser, it's a piece of meat, it's a jar of Chazal Shmalt that is sitting out of the refrigerator for a week. So it's not Nifsa Machilas Adam. If you eat it, it won't be bad, but it has a little bit an off taste. And when you mix it into the vegetable soup, when you pour it into the vegetable soup, it causes the whole vegetable soup to have a little bit an off taste. It tastes good. The vegetable soup is Roy Lachizan, people will eat it, but it tasted better without the Chazal Shmalt falling in. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Gimel, just quoting a Gemara, I feel Enkach Visa Levado Liv Gimel Yedei Dov Rachashim Mesaiki Gon. Not only if the Iser that fell in, the Iser is Pogum B'Miktsas. So the Iser has an off taste, so when it falls into the vegetable soup, it causes the whole vegetable soup to have a little bit of an off taste. Not only is that true, even if the Iser per se is delicious, but let's say you have milk and orange juice, the milk tastes good and the orange juice tastes good, but you mix the two together, so it doesn't taste normal. So that's what it says over here. Even though the Issa per se is absolutely delicious, but the flavor of the Issa with the flavor of the Heter clash with each other. So it's Pagan Mit Bemikza. So that's also called Nisan Tamla Gam. Also called Nisan Tamla Gam. Even though the Issa itself is not even Pogum and Mikza, the Issa is perfect, it's still called Nisan Tamla Gam, and the din is that it's Mutter. So here on this din of Nisan Tamla Gam, there's a famous machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran that the Mechaber quotes here in the middle of Sif Beis. Mechaber quotes by the letter Dalet of the Taz and the letter Hey of the Bir Agro. The Yesh Mishachochech Loimar. There are those who have a chumre. So the Taz says in this Sifkot and Dalet Pirush the Palagam Ashikas of Tchila. There's a machlokes the Ran and the Rashba. So that's what the Prima Godim, the first Prima Godim in the Mishbet Zayzov and Kuv Gimel, has an Arichas on this. This is if you look in the Ran on the Rif, in Maseches Avodah Zarah, it's on page in the old standard edition, the Vilna Shas, it's on page 64. The new editions, they changed all the pages. But in the old standard editions, it's page 64. The Ran develops his own Shita, and then he adds off, he quotes the Rashba, and he says, Vein Taitin Necha Behet Azeh. He doesn't agree with the Rashba. So it's a fundamental machlokes, the Rashba and the Ran, how he's supposed to understand what is the heter of Nes and Tam Lav Gam based on, and how is it totally Zeh B'Zeh, how does it depend? The Reb Shimon holds that Nevelis Rucha is Mutter, so there it follows that Nes and Tam Lav Gam is Mutter. And Reb Meir holds Nevelis Rucha is Asur, only Srucha Meikor is Mutter. Nevelis Shehisricha is Asur, according to Rames, and the Mele Ramele Shittasa would say that Nosan Tamla Gam is Osa. How is it, what exactly is it based on, and how is it totally Zeh B'Zeh? So the Rashba goes easy. The Rashba has a very simple explanation. Rashba says like this, that whenever you have a Roiv Heter and a Miut Issa, you really should have applied the Pasuk Acharab Lahatah. So Rashi says that Pasuk Acharab Lahatah teaches you Bitul B'Roiv. The Pasuk tells you a few. The original Pasuk goes on a split vote in a Bezin. If you have a Bezn of 23, a Bezn of 3 for Mammonis, a 23 for Nevoshes, you have a split vote, 13 to 10. You have 2 to 1. And Dini Mammonis, Achirab Lahatas. So also included in the Pasuk is Azlina Bosa Ruba. And you follow Ruba, the Issa Kamon, maybe even included in the Pasuk is you follow Ruba the Leisa Kamon. And also included is that you apply Bitul Beroy, that if an Issa Muad falls into a Hetam Ruba, 51% Heter, 49% Iser, and the 49% Iser falls in, so it should have been Bottle Beroy. So that's what the din should have been, Bottle Beroy. The only thing is we have either a Pasuk or a din de Rabbana, that Tam Ki Iker. So what's the word of Tam Ki Iker? Even though the Iser is in the Miut, the Iser is only 49% and the Heter is 51%, Rav Heter, Miut Iser, and the Tzein and Nika should have been bottled based on the Pasuk Acharam Lahatas, but if the Iser is nice and Tam, so then I say Tam Ki Iker, either the Reis or the Rabbanon, and you don't allow Bitul Beroy. But Pamed Dvar Mamurim, when do you apply the rule of Tam Ki Iker? When it's nice and Tam L'Shvach, where it either improves the flavor of the whole thing, or it changes the flavor of the whole thing. What if the fact that the Issa fell in is Pogim the flavor of the whole thing? What if it's Pogim it? It really tasted better before the Issa fell in. Now that I eat it, I can discern that the yisr fell in because it has an off flavor, but it's pagamit. So the chiddush of tam ki ikar, either the din deraisa, the din derabanan doesn't apply because it's pagamit b'miktsas. So mela, I have the right to revert back to the basic din. The basic din being that you say bitl b'roi, since you have a roif hat and a miyot yisr, so you really should have said bitl b'roi. The only thing that prevents bitl b'roi is tam ki ikar. So tam ki ikar was only gizav kevar in the chiddush k'seres hakosa, but the din derabanan, the chumra deraisa, the chumra derabanan of tam ki ikar was only nemra in a case where it gives an asinas tam. Either it improves the flavor or it changes the flavor. But if it changes the flavor of gam, it tasted better without the yisr falling in, so then the chiddush din of tam ki ikar doesn't apply. So the mele, you're back to the first rule. The first rule is that an yisr is batel b'roi b'acharam lahatas. That's how the Rashba says. And the Ran disagrees. He doesn't think that it's based on batel b'roi. If it's based on bitul b'roif, so what in the world does it have to do with the machlekes of Meir and Reb Shimon by Nevelas Rucha? The din has nothing to do with bitul b'roif. Nevelas Rucha is the machlekes. Is there a din once it reaches nifs machilas hakelav, so it's paka d'shem moichel, so it can retain an isa macholas asuris? But if it's just nifs machilas adam, and it still retains a shem moichel, let's say you have oichel that was roil achilas adam is mekabel tumen. Michael Behemoth is not Mekabel Tum, only Michael Adam is Mekabel Tum. So what if you had Michael Adam? It was Michael Adam and it was Mekabel Tum and it became Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. So it still retains the Tum up until the point of Nifs Me'achilas Akelas. Why? Because it was Mekabel Tum. There's a Machlek, is the Ramam and the Ravid here. How to read the Mishnah. So I forgot already who holds which way in the beginning of Hilchas Tum HaSochman. So one of the Rishonim, either the Ram or the Rav, one of them says only if it was already Mekabel Tumah when it was still Roil Achilos Sodom. So then, even if it becomes Nifsim Achilos Sodom, it'll still retain the Tumah up until the point of Nifsim Achilos Akelav. And the other one of the Rishonim says no. If it was once Roil Achilos Sodom, even though it was never yet Mekabel Tumah, it'll still be Roil Mekabel Tumah up until the even though now it's Nifsim Achilos Adam, it's still Roil Achilos Akelav. It's still Roil Mekabel Tumah up until the point of Nifsim Achilos Akelav. Achloik is the Rama and the Ravid, what the Mishnah means. So here, the original Machlokes Ramei Rav Shimon is if you have Macholos Asuros, not Tzrucha Meikor. It was at the time that the Behemah was Nisnabla, the Behemah, the flesh was Roy Lachila, and then you left out of the refrigerator for 2 months and it became Nipsal Machila. So the Madain Roy Lachila Sakela, still Roy Lachila Sabehemah. So that's a machlekes hatanoim, whether nifsim achilos adam makes it mutar or not. So why should the shailav nesim tam levgam, the way the Rashba understands, the shailav nesim tam levgam is a machlekes on Meir Reb Shimon. What's the machlekes? When it's not the iser is not, the taruvis is not the nifsal machilos adam at all. It's delicious. The soup is delicious, very tasty. But it tasted even better before the yisr fell in. But it tastes good now also. If you wouldn't have tasted it before, you wouldn't know the difference. You would think he's not a good chef. A funny flavor. It's a different flavor. If you would have tasted it before, you would have known that it tasted better before the yisr fell in. But it tastes good now also. So why does this toli zeb is there? So that's a shaila. Do you apply tam ki ikar in such a case? The ikar then should have been that an yisr is bottled beroiv. You are right had the meat yisr should have been acharam latas, the yisr should have been batel b'roiv, but tam ki ikar prevents batel b'roiv. He doesn't allow you to say batel b'roiv. Do you apply tam ki ikar when the tam is levgam, when it's nice and tamagam? So it's machlekes whether nice and tamagam muslim. What does it got to do with the machlekes of Meir Reb Shimon by nifsim achilos adam? So that's why the Ran is chelik on the Rashba. He doesn't think that that's the nekudas of machlekes. He says that's not true. By poigim b'miktsas, if it's poigim b'miktsas, then the din, the araisa, the rabbanon of tam ki ikar doesn't apply. The Gemara, the simple reading of the Gemara is that tam ki ikar is a din, the araisa. That's a simple reading. The machlekes of Shimon and Meir by nifsim achilos adam is machlekes on the level of the araisa. The veda shel emui la ger kruy and the veda not. And the machlekes is by tam ki ikar, the araisa. Does it apply by nas and tam lagam? The simple reading of this Gemara is that tam ki ikar is deraisa. So the Ran Tainis, what has it got to do with if that's the svara, then noisin tam lebgam is muta, the tam kika doesn't apply whenever the iser flavor is poigin b'miktsas, the xeris akos of the din of tam kika doesn't apply. So what in the world does it have to do with the machlokes ha-meir Reb Shimon? So he said that's not the pshat. The pshat is that there's a machlokes ha-meir Reb Shimon xeris akos of when the iser is bien. The iser is bien either means there's no heter at all, have the trey for salami, or it's betarubis and it's roiv iser miutes, or even machta machta. The mechaber quotes from the Rashba. Apila machta machta is also called iser bien. So whenever the iser, the only time the iser is not bien is when you have roiv heter miut iser, then the iser is not bien. So whenever the iser is bien, then you need a sh. Then in order to say that it's nitzvah achilasad and becomes mutter, has to be masriach in a serious way. In a very serious way, has to be nipsal me'achilos adam. Whenever the iser is not bien, because it's a roiv het and miyot iser, not that it's bottled beroiv. No, you don't have to say bottled beroiv. The iser is simply not bien, because it's roiv het there, or miyot iser, and it's a nanikr. So whenever the iser is not bien, so hasvara no senes, that you don't require the same degree of nipsal me'achilos that you would require if it would have been bien. So if you hold like Reb Shimon that there's a din nifsim achilos adam becomes isa netach liyas heter, so hasvara no sen is that shear is only required, that it should be eina ruya lager, not ruya achilos adam. That shear chomer is only required when the isa is bien. When the isa is betarubin, so you don't need such a shear, so it's enough if it's poigim b'miktsas. But Rav Meir doesn't hold from the whole thing. Rav Meir holds even poigim legamre, even if smachilas adam is also us, even when the iser is bien. So there's no room to say that whenever the iser is only aydei tarubis, then you wouldn't need such a high shira pegam. Even when you have the high shira pegam, it's also us. That's how the Ran says. That's what the Ran is led to say. V'yeshmi shechoychech loymar. That's the second half of Siv Beis. That's the machlekes, the Ran and the Rashba. What if you have like this? Guy has a half a bowl of soup. The soup tastes delicious. And then a little bit of chaz v'shmaltz falls in. The soup is not bad. Soup is not bad, but it would have tasted better before. And now he has a whole bowl of soup. Before he only had 2/3 of a bowl of soup. And he's never going to walk away hungry. He doesn't have so much. And now that an extra third of a bowl of tray for soup fell in, so now he has a whole bowl of soup. And he's going to eat it and he's going to enjoy it. He would have enjoyed it better if it would have tasted better if it wouldn't have had the iser that fell in. But he's happier that the iser fell in because now he has a whole bowl of soup instead of only having 2/3 of a bowl of soup. So that's the machlik is the Ran and the Rashba. So the Ran writes Yesh mishechoychech lema, he's choshesh lahachmer shemhigdel ha'iser midasu shal heter. Now you have a full bowl of soup instead of just having 2/3. He's happy that he has a full bowl of soup. He's happier. He's happy and he's sad at the same time. The chazashmat fell in was poigim the mixas. The soup tasted better before the chazashmat fell in. But he's happy that he has a full bowl of soup. And he's happier over the fact that he's going to walk away not hungry, because he's going to have a full bowl of soup. He's happier about that than he said about the fact that it's poigim and mixas, because the soup tastes very good. It doesn't taste as gishmak as it did before, but he has a full bowl. So the Rashba says it's mutter. Rashba said, what's the problem? Really, I should say, every issa should always be bottled b'roi b'acharab and lahatas. Roi b'hat and miyat issa should be bottled b'roi. The only thing that prevents it from applying bottled b'roi is tam ki iker. Tam ki iker only applies when it's nice and tam l'shvach. When it's poigim and mixas, the gzeres hakas about tam kika doesn't apply. It doesn't apply, so I say it's bittel beroi. Sure. So according to the Rashba, it doesn't make a difference. The fact that higdel ha'isim migdasai and he's mashbiach ha'yos kashach l'begadol midas mashu ha'poigim. The Rashba says, what's the difference? The iser is bittel beroi, and the iser is bittel beroi, and you don't apply tam kika, so it should be mutter. But the Ran holds. It's not based on bittul beroiv. The Ran holds, whenever the iser is bien, you need pegam rabba. Whenever the iser is betarubis, it's a roiv het amiyot iser, then a pegam zuta is enough. And the Ran holds that this is not the possibility. This is not called a pegam zuta. This doesn't qualify to be considered a pegam zuta because the guy personally is happier. A lot of times he'll be happier that he has a full bowl of soup that's a little off flavor, as opposed to having a third empty bowl of soup that tastes the gishmak. He'll walk away hungry then. So according to the Ran, that case, so that's one shayla halacha lemaisa. Should be passing like the Ran or like the Rashba? That's a rare case. It doesn't come up so much. What's the big case that comes up all the time? Chometz de Pesach. That's what the first Pimagodim writes in the Mishbet Tzayzor. Chometz de Pesach is a machlokes harisha. The Gemara says that Chometz de Pesach is a chumrim in the Rabbanon. The Chometz de Pesach is b'mashu. Chometz in Shabbat, kodem haPesach is batel b'shishim. Chometz in Esar b'Pesach is a chumrim. The chometz is b'mashu. So, what would you say if you have nois and tam l'vgam of the Pesach? A little bit of chometz dika, let's say vinegar. You cooked some delicious soup. A little bit of chametz dikah vinegar fell into the soup in the middle of Pesach. The soup tastes not bad, but it would have tasted better if the vinegar would have not fallen in. The soup is not nipsam achilas adam, but it's pagan b'din mitzvos. So according to the Rashba, that every case of nois and tam l'pgam goes in two stages. The first step is, I say, the Isser fell in. There's a red hat, the Miyot Isser should have been bottled b'roi. The only thing is, a Tam Kikr prevents you from saying bottled b'roi. But if it's a Nes and Tam Lavgam, then the Chidush Adin of Tam Kikr doesn't apply. Once it doesn't apply, you revert back to step one. Step one was that you have a red hat, the Miyot Isser, so the Isser is bottled b'roi. So if you go, every case of Nes and Tam Lavgam goes in two steps, that doesn't apply to an Isser, there's going to be b'mashu. Chometz b'Pesach is b'mashu bein m'min m'mina bein m'min b'shaloi m'mina. So chometz b'Pesach, he can't say nois and tam l'pgam is mutter. Masha'ini can, according to the Ran, the Ran holds that the heter of nois and tam l'pgam doesn't go in two steps. Whenever the Isser, he holds it's a one step heter. Whenever the Isser is b'yen, if you have a loaf of bread, so if it's nifsa, chametz happens to require a higher degree of bittul, a higher degree of sirchon. It's not enough. The Gemara said that's a question. Why? Big machlekes and rishonim. Why? By shari surim it's enough if it's nifs machilas adam. The chametz, in order to be mutter b'pesach, has to be nifs machilas akeler. So that's a big question. Why? Ma nishtana chametz b'pesach mishari surim. So the Chazanish has a whole essay where he quotes the Prima Godim, has an essay where he quotes the machlekes and rishonim. Different reasons. Why should it be different? Whatever. That's another story. So according to the Ran, nois and tam levgam is not a heter that goes in two steps. I say the iser is the end of the iser is bottled beroyd because you have a roiv heter miyat iser. But then there's a din of not tam ki iker should prevent the bitl beroyd from setting in. So I say, no, there's a din of nois and tam levgam that shoots down the din of tam ki iker. There's no din of tam ki iker, so you revert back to step one. Step one is that the iser is bottle. So that if that's the mahalach, like the Rashba presents it, then it can't apply to chametz b'Pesach. And that's why Rav HaRishonim say, not like the Rashba. Rav HaRishonim agree with the Ran. They say that nois and tam levgam is mutter afilu chametz b'Pesach. That's how the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Pesach. Nois and tam levgam is mutter afilu chametz b'Pesach. In the Middle Ages, in the days of the Baal HaTes, they had the problem all the time. The goyim lahachis, the Jews, used to throw in bread into the wells of water because they knew the Jews can't eat any chametz b'Pesach. So you're gonna draw water from the well. You're gonna have crumbs of bread. So you're gonna filter out all the water, and all the crumbs are gonna be removed. But the crumbs were nois and tam b'Pesach. The crumbs were there on Pesach. I draw the water on Pesach. So chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu. So Rav HaRishonim say there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, and the Daf, and Omid Aleph, and the Ran, and most of the Rishonim say that nois and tam l'pgam is mutter even by chametz b'Pesach, even though it's an isa mashu, because it's not based on bittul b'roi. Hashenik came the Ramo is machma like the Rashba, that no, the nois and tam l'pgam is a heter that goes in two stages. By chametz b'Pesach is b'mashu, so you don't get to the first step. So So you don't even get to the first step. So that's the basic machlokes harishonim. So the Ramaz, for Ashkenazim, the Ramaz machmer. The nois and tam levgam. If you filtered out the water koydim apesach, so chametz koydim apesach is not the mashul. So that wouldn't pose a problem. But if you draw water on pesach from the well and you see that it has crumbs in the water, so then it's nois and tam levgam bit pesach. Then the sinas tam was bit pesach. So the Ramaz is machmer on that. Then there's a further question, that's what we mentioned, we learned a long time ago. If you're machmer on this in Tam Levgam the Pesach, so the Ramah writes over here in Sif, the Mechaber writes in Sif A, he's just quoting the Gemara there, in Abu Zor Daf Samaches, that if you cook kosher soup in a treifa pot that hasn't been used for treifas in 24 hours, that's called a klisheine ben yomo. So kederisheine bas yomo, we assume that is you cook soup today, so as delicious as the soup tastes, it would have tasted even better if it wouldn't have had a treif ablia that was sitting there for 24 hours. The ablia food that sits in the charsas hagder for 24 hours becomes nifsal b'miktsas because of the effect of the charsas hagder. The metallic flavor is going to affect the flavor of the ablia, and that ablia is going to go into the soup that you cook today, so it'll be poigim mit b'miktsas. The soup that you cooked today tastes delicious, but it would have even been deliciouser, would have even tasted better if it wouldn't have had the nois and tam levgam in it. So that's the halacha. We pass on like Reb Shimon that nifs machilas adam is mutter. We pass on nois and tam levgam if an isur falls into a heter, it's poigim and mikzas is mutter. And we pass on that cliche in ben yomo is always nois and tam levgam, so it's mutter. So that's a shaila. What does that mean? That every cliche in ben yomo is a nois and tam levgam. It means that the belia of the Yisra b'charsus hakder really is roi l'achilos adam. It's right, if you could extract it, if you could take it out, it would have an off flavor, an off taste, but it's roi l'achilos adam. But whatever you're going to cook in the pot, you're going to cook potato soup, vegetable soup, chicken soup, whatever you're going to cook in the pot, that belia is going to be poigamit b'miktsas. That's what it means. It'll always be poigamit b'miktsas. Or maybe what it means is no. Maybe what it means is that the bliya that sits in the charsus hakdera is a machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, the first machlokes of nifstam achilos adam. Maybe it's like kafra b'yalma. Maybe the bliya that sits and is affected by sitting with the charsus hakdera for 24 hours becomes nifstam achilos adam. By us, we don't extract the bliya. We cook soup in the pot today, and the bliya goes in and it gets nispatel, it gets nisarav over there. So it doesn't make it so awful to taste. The soup that we cook today tastes delicious. But maybe the yisoid of nos and tam levgam over here is not that it's poigim and mikzas. Maybe what it means is that the bliya and the charsus hakdera im nifsal legamre like afra b'yalma. So that was the machlokes, the Rashba and the Ra'o. The Rashba held that it's nos and tam levgam b'miktas. It doesn't mean it's matzriach legamre. Now is the Rashba asked the Kasha in the Torah Sabbais, why did they have to make a gzer the Rabban on the last daf in Masechet Sabbat Izar? That you're not allowed to use min haTorah le'asa Torah k'dera bas yoyma mid derais, it's only asa to cook kosher food and a tray for pot within 24 hours. Once the pot is after 24 hours, it's mutar min haTorah to use the pot, but it's only a gzer mid the Rabban, gzer eden b'yoma ata bas yoyma, you're not allowed to cook kosher food in a tray for pot even after 24 hours. Gzer the Rabban. So the Rashba was bothered with the kasha. Why don't you say that it's aim about the nisa lechatchila? Why did the Gemara have to come up with a new gzeira of gzeira ena bas yom ota bas yom? The Rashba understood that the bliya biatzmusa is roi lachila. Now you gotta cook kosher food, so it's gonna be mevat on nisa lechatchila. So why did the Gemara have to come up with a new gzeira the Rabbanafo? So the Rashba works on that kasha. The Ra'or writes in the Berak Abayis, he thinks that the kasha is based on a mistake. He says that's not the way to read the Gemara. Gemara said there was a double machlekes of Meir Reb Shimon. The first machlekes was, what's the din of nifsam achilas adam? What if it's isriach? So he says the machlekes by kedei rishena bas yoyma, the Reb Shimon will be matir, the Yevin or Meir will be machmer. That's the first machlekes. The liya that sits in the charsin sagder for more than 24 hours is ka'afra b'yalma. It's nifsam achilas mikol b'kol. It's so insignificant, so when it falls into the soup, when you cook it in the soup, so it doesn't make the soup so awful. But if you could extract that tam alone, that tam would be kafir b'yama, that would be awful. So that's the shaila. The Rambo is machmer by nice and tam levgam the Pesach like the Rashbo, and thus in tam levgam the heter comes in two stages. The first step in the heter is that is bottled beroy. Ben chametz be Pesach is be mashu. It's not bottled. What would the Rambo say in Shulchan Aruch? The Rambo doesn't say a word. What would the Rambo say? By mistake, you cook Pesach digger food. I'm Pesach in a chametz digger patch. Ain't a banyo. Ain't a batyom. By the time you cook on Pesach, it is going to be ain't a batyom. You didn't cook. You didn't cook any spaghetti, you didn't cook any oatmeal cereal, whatever. In this pot, for the last 24 hours, now you're going to cook some kosher l'Pesach dika food in. Would the Rama say that that's also based on bitul beroy? Eina ben yomo is based on the same thing as nosin tam l'gam pagim and mitzas. No, eina ben yomo means as afra b'yalmo. So the Rama in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a word. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rama in the Darkei Moshe on the bottom of the page of the tour, the Rama says that too is also b'di'evit. So we're machmer on that. That's also b'di'evit. Like the Rashba, not like the Ra'o. He holds that the B'liya and the Chasas Hagdera is not Afra B'yam. He holds that it's still Roy Lachila, but when it gets mixed in, it's B'taruvis, and you rely on Bitl B'roy, and Tam Kika doesn't apply because it's Pagani mixed. It's the whole story like the Rashba. Okay, that was the introduction. So we'll be in that tomorrow. We'll have to make some more of this image. There's not much here.
Is there anything else when he's talking about the muscle buffers? I think he quotes over there two different...
Yes, we'll have to give this to Sharon.